Hey everyone, this is Karen Waxman, founder of Retail MBA, and today I want to talk about how to sell your products to boutiques. Now, the reason I decided to create this mini training is because, you know, I teach thousands of product companies across the globe on the subject of selling to retailers, and people ask me about boutiques. They don't want to sell to major retailers. They want to really grow their business kind of with the smaller retailers like boutiques and so forth. So I wanted to address those people and really support you in, you know, succeeding with your business. So here's what I say about boutiques. They are so much easier to sell to than major retailers because typically the owner of the store or the store manager is the buyer. And it usually, because it's just one or two stores that they own, it's not complex like selling to major retailers where, you know, there's these buyers who buy many millions and millions of dollars worth of products. And, you know, there's things to know about selling to major retailers. But with the small boutiques and so forth, it's pretty clear cut. They, you know, they buy not that many units of products for their stores, but the good news is that they, you know, they have the ability to price their products a little bit higher than at major retailers. It's more of an experience for the customer. And so, you know, it's a nice business for people who want to have consistent, steady business and so forth. It can be very nice for people to just sell to boutiques. So the way people make money with boutiques, just so you know, is typically they'll start with one or two or three in their local area. They'll grow that. You know, obviously that's not always the case, but typically what they'll do is, you know, they'll grow their boutique business, and the volume of boutiques that you sell to is where you make the real money, because now you get, you know, thousands of accounts. You can really, you know, excel and grow exponentially. You don't have to, obviously, but the real money is in the volume of number of boutiques that you sell to. So if you think you're going to get rich off just one boutique, it's probably not going to happen. But you know, again, selling to more and more boutiques, it would be essential to your success in making real money. And some people just have a huge business selling to boutiques, and then, you know, they never even think about majors. And some people start at boutiques and then they grow, and then some people start at majors and then they hate majors and they go to small retailers. And so, you know, you can choose whatever you want for your business. But if we're talking about boutiques, the bottom line is that much easier to deal with. So what I would recommend initially, and this is truly my feeling, is for you to learn what it takes to sell to boutiques first as a owner of a product company. And I say that not because I teach training, but honestly, I'm a believer in that, because the bottom line is that your initial clients will tell you so much about how to prep your products for boutiques throughout the country and the world. For you to be a business owner who's solely reliant on a sales rep to go sell for you, you don't get your full understanding of what your customers really want and how you should package your product and how you should prepare your product and how you should price your product and so forth. Honestly, the people who really care about their business, or I shouldn't say care, but the people who are kind of more successful in the boutique business usually start out doing some of the legwork, and then they kind of hand it over to sales reps and they focus on making excellent products, knowing what their customers want because they experienced it. They were first out there. Now, I know for those of you who hate selling, that's like the worst thing you want to hear, but honestly, with boutiques, it's so much easier. It's really not complex. You just have to understand what to say to them and ultimately how to get them to buy. But once you get your pitch going and you get it right, you can duplicate that over and over again with other people, and you might actually learn a skill or two that would be successful and supportive for you in all aspects of your life. I mean, the people who usually like hate sales start getting kind of decent at it. You know, they actually learn it. There's some cool things that they learned along the way. So anyways, bottom line is, my recommendation is to start working locally in your area, start learning your business locally, start trying to sell to the boutique owners initially yourself, just to get a feel for how things go, what they're saying about your product and so forth. This isn't a permanent thing. Close a few deals, you know, then start handing it over. But during that time, my recommendation is to really understand your audience. So before you even sell to these boutique owners, first recommendation is to go to those stores, those boutiques in your area, bring a pen and paper, walk around, seeing where your product would fit, where it would be positioned. You know, do you need to change your display in order to fit for that particular store? Because a lot of boutiques expect you to have a little display area for your product. So if you don't have that, you probably want to go to the stores to see how big the display needs to be, what size it needs to be, what it needs to look like. You can take a look at your competitors, see what they're doing, make yours look a little cooler, better, more interesting. The other thing is pricing, right? So you got to see what the pricing is for similar products to yours. Try and emulate that. Make sure that you're kind of in a normal price range there from what's in stores, and kind of get a feel for where your product should be positioned. So first, go to several boutiques in your area, learn about what's going on there. And then the second recommendation is once you do that, then you get your product ready to go, and then get in your car when you're ready, bring your product with you to, and, you know, go there and say, hey, I'd like to speak to the store owner, the buyer, and so forth, and I have this new product. I'd love to, you know, show you what I'm up to, and have them start taking a look at your product and so forth. Obviously, there's things to say to these boutique owners to get them more interested. There's ways to expedite this process, to learn all the amazing strategies of pitching these guys, and I can go on and on about all the things to say and the objections you're going to come up with and so forth, but the good news is all this stuff is learnable, and if you want to learn more about how to actually pitch these guys, I have a mini course called the Small Retail MBA, specifically designed for the boutique market. So if you want to learn more about that, it's seriously, if you have no sales experience, buyer relationships, or whatever, you can learn exactly how to pitch these guys, and the link to my Small Retail MBA course is listed below this video. Otherwise, a few quick tips, you know, do your research. Make sure that you have your displays and stuff ready to go. When you're ready to sell these guys, bring the product with you. Look for the store owner. The other thing that's fantastic about boutiques is a lot of times it's a cash business, and they'll pay you for your product like either upfront or shortly after, whereas major retailers, you have to wait for that payment much longer and so forth. So those are some cool facts about selling to boutiques. Anyways, if you want to learn more, again, my Small Retail MBA course will walk you through this process and help you get started today if you're serious about it. This is Karen Waxman with Retail MBA. I hope this helped. Thanks so much.